is a song written by A.B. Simpson.
这首诗歌是 A.B. Simpson 写的。
Not I, but Christ live in me.
不是我, 而是活在主里面。
This song really touched me.
这首歌实在是感动了我。
Today we still will use English as the message.
今天我们还是释放英文信息。
Don't be confused. Last week we had the very first time in this church we had the English worship in the first section.
请弟兄姐妹不要混了，因为上周我们刚刚有一次英语的敬拜。
And this year we had two more times for the English message.
今年我们还有两次英文信息释放。
And next year maybe we'll reevaluate. Maybe we'll have two English worships.
明年我们要重新来评估。 可能会有两次的，每月有两次的英语英文信息。
So bear with me if you feel like Chinese is your first priority.
请原谅，如果你觉得你对中文更熟悉的话。
Let's spend 30 seconds to say a greeting to your neighbors. And since I've seen that we have some people, they come back from far away, from California, from Taiwan, so. Would you please say hello to your neighbor?
我们用 30 秒钟来跟你的问候你的旁边坐。
Okay, we have plenty of time. Today we have the lunch after the service, so please stay, everyone. Okay, let's bow our head and pray.
让我们一起来低头祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
主慈的天父,
we give thank you to you.
我们真是感谢你。
Because you love us.
因为你爱了我们。
And you bring us here. You bring us to the church.
你把我们, 因为你的爱, 你把我们带到了教会。
Because we are belong to you.
因为我们属于你。
Today, not I, but Christ who lives in me.
今天不是 活在我里面,
May you speak to all of us.
愿你对我们的每个人的心灵说话。
And we'll hear you.
我们要听你的话语。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
I think everyone still remember what's the theme for this year.
大家都记得今年我们在学习的主题是什么。
Walk in Him, is that right? Or live in Him?
与主同行,
so, this has been the whole year our major the theme, and we always just follow this the pattern for through the past 10 months.
我们在过去的十个月里边，我们一直在按着这个主题在学习他的话语。
I think we have learned quite a bit.
我相信我们一定收获收益匪浅。
And every time I heard the prayers in our prayer meetings, and I heard the people always use this walk in Him or live in Him as our prayer to the Lord.
每次在祷告当中，我听弟兄姊妹们的祷告，都是用这个遵主而行这个主题来祷告。
And this is from the Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 and 7.
这是我们看一下哥罗西书的第二章第六节第七节。
In fact, probably we have just read it.
我们来一起来读一下。
Okay, let's read it again. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord,
to
walk in Him, rooted and
built
up in Him, and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. This is the Thanksgiving season.
这是一个感恩的季节。
So we'll remember, we'll walk in Him and with the Thanksgiving heart.
我们要记住，我们与他同行，要带着一颗感恩的心。
A few things I want to address today. If we learn all this and without action, I think just like a book of James and say that, well, if we only hear and hear all the words and without action, and which is still invalid.
今天我们来讨论几个话题。我想我们都知道，如果我们只是听到这个话语，了解这话语而不去行，也是这些话语也是没有生机的。
And how can we deal with this kind of busy world? Everybody is busy all the time.
Yeah, 在这个忙乱的世界当中，每个人都非常的繁忙。
And you see the young people, they are busy serving their email or maybe text messages.
我们看年轻的一代，他们总是在电话上或者在这个IM 上在那忙着，在那 type。
Even I talk to my student, and his hands still doing things a text message.
当我跟我学生说话的时候，他们的眼睛和手在那个电话上在那忙碌。
And the student told me, my coach just texted me, so I have to return my text.
学生说我的教练刚刚发我短信，所以我要回他的短信。
I say, I'm sorry, I'm your advisor, I'm talking to you, so you listen to me first.
对不起，说我是你的导师，所以你得先听我跟你讲话。
So, how can we communicate with nowadays this busy world? Everybody's in a busy world.
我们在每个人，我们都在繁忙的时候，我们怎样来传递神的话语？
And how to meet the peoples around us who are thriving for encouraging word?
我们怎样去勉励我们周围的人，用神的话语去勉励他们，为他们成长的需要，满足他们成长的需要。
Because we are under the pressure, a lot of pressure from work, from school, or from family, from children, from all over the place.
我们每个人都面临这些压力，从工作，从家庭，从这个孩子，我们面临着很多的压力。
How can we use the word of God to encourage them?
我们怎样用神的话语来勉励他们吗？我们周围的人。
Also, how can we respond the calling to love from the Lord? We need to love our brothers and sisters.
同样，我们怎样能够回应这个神的呼召，去爱我们的弟，在爱我们主内的弟兄和姐妹，并且呢，去勉励这个在主内勉励彼此的勉励。
Yes, and including the family in the Lord.
包括主的家。
So this becomes the something way to go.
这是我想说的，就是是可行的。
And because the Lord wants us to live out all this what He has taught us.
主是让我们去行的。说行的事，他已经交给了我们。
All the things He already deposited within us.
他已经在我们心里边已经给我们有了教训。
Another thing is probably you will ask, how do we realize sometimes the best opportunity is when we are in our worst time for us?
也是我们是不是意识到，有时候对于我们来讲，可能是很坏的情形，但是也正是这个，这是也是最好的勉励别人的机会。
And maybe that's our difficult time because we don't have time to help others.
也许这是我们最困难的时候，也是我们时间最紧张的时候，没有时间去帮助别人。
But at that time, maybe the Lord wants you to talk to someone about your testimony, about His word.
但正正是在这个时候，也许我们的神是要用我们利用这个时机去跟别人分享。
Maybe this is not convenient to us.
也许是这个时间并不是对我们最方便的。
But the Lord wants us to go extra miles.
但是呢，我们的主让我们多行一里路。
Okay, let's go back to John chapter 13.
让我们翻到约翰福音第十三章。
We just read from verse 1 through 17.
刚才我们读了第一到十七节。
And probably you heard about this story many, many times.
也许你听过了很多遍的这一段的经文。
But let's review all this story and maybe we can learn something out of it.
让我们今天再来温习一下，也许我们有能学到更新的内容。
It said that it was just before the Passover feast. Jesus knew that the time had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father.
逾越节以前，耶稣知道自己离世到父的时候到了。他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
And right here it says before the Passover feast.
这是在逾越节之前。
He knows this is the time he is going to the cross.
他知道这是他要到十字架的时候，快到了。
And he is leaving the world, go back to his father's time.
他即将离开这个世界而到天父那里去。
But right here he say, having loved his own, who were in the world, he now showed them the full extent of his love.
他既然爱这个属自己的人，你就爱他们到底。
Here, especially it says, show them the full extent of his love.
这里特别提到了，就是在到底的，就是到底的爱，彻底的爱。
A lot of time, our love is conditional.
通常我们作为人的爱，我们都是带着条件的。
If that things happen or fulfill my desire, and then I'll love you.
如果我们设定的条件满足的话，好，那么我爱你。
But here he said this love is unconditional.
但是在这里我们主耶稣爱我们是没有任何附加条件。
Even though you see, if you continue to read that, yes, there is something happened. The devil had already prompted Judah Iscariot, the son of Simon, to betray Jesus.
在这我们看了，就是这个犹大要出卖主耶稣，耶稣已经知道。
Yes, that Jesus, he already know this will happen.
这个耶稣已经知道这个事情将要发生。
Did he skip foot washing of this disciple?
我们都知道耶稣给门徒洗脚，他因为这个条件而跳过了吗？不给他们洗脚了吗？
No, he did not.
他没有。
Judah is also included.
犹大也是在被洗之列。
This love is in the full extent of love.
这个爱呢，是全部全的，是完全到底的爱。
Once we receive his love,
当我们接受到这个彻底的爱的时候，
we also need to live out this kind of love.
我们呢，也应该去活出这样的爱。
Even though you know the people is going to disown you, is going to betray you.
即使是人们要可能会背叛你，或者甚至出卖你。
And Jesus, he knew that, and he still washed this disciples' feet.
我们的主耶稣已经知道了这些，但是呢，他仍然去为他们每个人去洗脚。
This love is surpassing the love from the world.
这种爱呢，是超越世界万爱之上的爱。
A lot of time we cannot understand why this love has come upon us.
我们有时候会可能不明白，这为什么我们会收到这样的爱。
And many times we heard the testimony, the people that just got baptized or received the Lord, and they say, well, because of brother and sister's love, I came to the Lord.
Yeah, 有时候我们听这个刚得救的弟兄或者姊妹见证的时候，都是说他接受到了弟兄和别的其他弟兄姊妹的爱，所以呢，我来到了主的面前。
This is the full extent of his love.
这呢，就是神的这个完全的和这个到底的爱。
Let's continue to read this incident. We see verse 4.
我们继续读第四节。
During this feast, Jesus got up from the meal, took up his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist.
就立即站起来，脱了衣服，拿一条毛巾束腰。
And continue verse 5. After that, he poured water into the basin and began to wash his disciples' feet.
第五节，随后把水倒在盆里，就洗门徒的脚，并用自己所梳的毛巾擦干。
Drying them with the towel and was wrapped around them.
用梳在腰间的毛巾擦干。
Whose job is going to do this?
这是谁应该做的事情呢？
It was a servant job.
这是仆人的工作，
not teacher or master's job.
不是老师或者是这个主人的事情。
Also, this needs to be done before they start the dinner.
这个事情呢，是在这个吃晚餐之前发生的。
Not during the dinner, during the meal.
也并不是在吃饭期间来做的。
But we saw Jesus, he got up and he's doing this.
我们看到我们的主耶稣， 起身来做这件事。
And he took off his outer clothing and wrapped around the towel.
他脱掉了他的上衣，然后把一个毛巾围到，束在腰间。
This is totally showing that his attribute of humanity.
这是他充分地显示了这个主耶稣他的谦卑。
He was on the throne.
他属于宝座上的。
But he came down to the earth.
但是呢，他降杯来到我们这个世界。He
humbled himself.
他降杯，完全的降杯。He
lived on this earth.
他也活在我们的世界。He
tried to save all the people belong to him.
他来就是为了救赎我们世界上所有应该救赎的人。He's
willing to take out his outer clothes.
他宁情愿把自己的外衣给脱掉。And
he wrapped around on his waist.
他绑了在腰间，束上一条毛巾。And
poured the water into the basin.
他亲自把水倒到这个盆子里边去。And
started to wash the disciples' feet.
并开始呢自己动手去洗每一个门徒的脚。Also
dried them and wrapped around them.
并且呢把毛巾解下来，亲自为他们把脚擦干。We
see the other disciple, he has some comments.
我们看到有一个门徒。
The Simon Peter, he said, Lord, are you going to wash my feet?
这是这个彼得对他说，主啊，你洗我的脚吗？
And Jesus replied,
耶稣回答说,
you do not realize now what I'm doing, but later you will understand.
我所做的你如今不知道，后来必明白。
We know he hung on the cross.
我们知道耶稣
He shed his blood.
他为我们流了他的宝血。
The purpose of that is to cleanse our sins.
他的目的是为了洁净我们的罪。
He doesn't need to do that.
他并不是必须得做这个。
He already sent his all this prophet or all his servant to talk about all this salvation.
他已经差派了一些先知已经来讲他的救赎，在旧约当中。
But he see the people rejected.
但是呢，神看到了人们来拒绝了这种救赎。But
now he's coming by himself.
然后呢，他自己亲自来到这个世界。He
take out all his glory.
他放下他在天上的荣耀。He's
doing something is belong to the servant.
他做一些事情，本来应该是仆人在做的事。This
very lowly washing the people's feet.
他去洗这门徒的脚。
And you know what he said?
他说什么?
Peter.
彼得说什么？我们看。
Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me."
耶稣说，我若不洗你，你就与我无份了。So
we see, if you don't be washed by me, you don't have in part with me.
在这看到耶稣对他说，如果不让他洗脚，那就说他和耶稣没有份。Verse
9, Then the Lord, Simon Peter replied, Not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well.
第九节，西门彼得说，主啊，不但我的脚，连手和头也要洗。In
one sense, we see this disciple, he's humble. He said, No, Lord, teacher, you cannot do that to me.
我们一开始看到了彼得，他实际是处于谦卑，他就说：“你怎么能洗我的脚呢？”
In the other sense, he showed he has a pride too.
那第二句呢？他的骄傲。
He showed his pride.
他骄傲，哎呀，他显示了他的骄傲，也是聪明。
Okay. So. A lot of time we don't understand his love.
有时候我们并不明白，不理解他的爱。We
don't understand why this happened.
我们也不明白事情为什么会发生。We
do a lot of things according to what we know or what we learned in the past.
我们有时候做事通常是处于我们自己我们知道的或者我们过去经历的。But
when the Lord showed his way is higher than our way.
但主呢，他在这儿给我们显示了他做事的方式。
And right here, he's washing disciples' feet.
那在这里用这个洗脚的例子展示给我们。
So Peter said, well, if you want to do so, how about wash my hand too and wash my head? And you say, verse 10, Jesus answered, a person who has a bath need only to wash his hand, wash his feet. His whole body is clean, and you are clean, though not every one of you.
Yeah, 耶稣第十节当中讲到, 凡洗过澡的人, 只要把脚一洗, 全身就干净了, 你们是干净的, 然而不都是干净的。
I think Peter probably need to surrender himself.
Yeah, Peter 在这儿, 他也许应该是顺服自己。
If you want to wash my feet, go ahead and wash your feet. Wash my feet.
Yeah, 如果主耶稣要洗我的脚, 那就, 你就说好, 那就让耶稣洗我的脚好了。
He doesn't need to edit the hands and head.
也没有必要把头和手都加到里面去。
Many times when we're serving him, we like to add a lot of things.
有时候我们也是这样的, 我们会加上我们自己的东西在里面。
We don't do according to what he is doing.
我们有时候不是完全的按照主耶稣告诉我们要做的事。
Here we see his humbling servant.
所以我们看到了一个谦卑的一个仆人。
Okay, we have seen this, so let's continue to see. After the Lord has done this,
然后他洗完了脚以后, 耶稣做完这些以后,
let's go to verse 12.
我们来看一下这个第十二节。
When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place.
耶稣洗完了他们的脚, 就穿上衣服, 又坐下。
And asked them, do you understand what I have done for you?
对他们说, 我向你们做的, 你们明白吗?
He asked them.
他问,
and verse 15.
第十五节,
I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you.
我给你们做了榜样, 叫你们照着我向你们所做的, 去做。
Here's the example.
这就是一个耶稣给我们做的一个榜样。
I'm a teacher, I'm washing the disciples' feet.
我是 老师，但是我是给这些门徒们洗脚。
A lot of time we don't know how to serve others.
我们通常我们经常会不知道怎样去服侍别人。
We like to use our way to serve.
我们通常愿意用我们自己认为的方式去服侍。
And many times it's opposite from the Lord wants us to do.
有时候并不是顺乎神的意思让我们去做的事。
And the result is become opposite.
那这个结果我们就可想而知, 不是预先神所喜悦的。
We try to correct our children.
我们有时候会教导管教我们的孩子。
And our punishment is you cannot use the internet for 24 hours.
那有时候我们会用这样的, 你24小时之内不能上网这样的教训。
And give me your iPod.
把你的这个iPod还给我。
2 days you cannot touch it.
在2天之内你不能再碰它。
A lot of time we see the reaction is it's resistance.
我们有时候会看到孩子们的抵抗。
Next time I'm going to do something smarter so you cannot catch me.
下次我要做得更聪明一点, 让家长不能抓到我。
Same thing, if we serve the Lord in that way in the church.
那有时候我们也可能在服侍当中也会有这样的情形。
And we try to invite people to come to our church.
我们有时候会试图邀请人来到我们的教会。
And we use our way to invite people.
我们有时候会用我们人的方式来邀请他们。
And end up is we, what we receive is a rejection.
我们所说的结果都是谢绝,拒绝。
But if we can go into their life,
如果我们能够就能出去能多关心他们, 跟他们接触,
and touch them in their daily basis.
如果跟他们有经常的连接,
when the time comes, they will show up in the church.
当邀请到有聚会的时候,他们就会来到教会。
Sometimes we don't know the timing.
有时候我们并不知道什么时候是这个时间。
But Lord, He knows the timing.
但是我们的神已经计划了这个时间。
If we can do according to this example that the Lord has showed us.
如果我们按照刚才主耶稣给门徒洗脚的这榜样去做事的话,
so here's an example the Lord wants us to do.
那这就是主给我们做让我们要做的这个榜样。
Let's continue to do this to read all this passage. Okay, let's go back to chapter 13 of John, verse 3.
让我们回到, 我们读一下 13章, 就约翰福音13章第3节。
Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God.
耶稣知道父已将万有交在他手里, 且知道自己是从神出来的, 又要归到神那里去。
He has a sovereignty.
他有权柄,
he has all this power.
他有所有的权力, 能力。
God has put all things under him, under his hand.
神把所有的权柄都赐给了耶稣。
But he's willing to humble himself.
但是呢, 他仍然愿意谦卑自己。
He's willing to serve his disciple as an example.
他仍然愿意去为他的门徒用这种方式来服侍他们。
Actually, he said, Truly, truly, I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor is the messenger greater than one who sent him.
在第十六节，耶稣说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，仆人不能大于主人，差人也不能大于差他的人。你们既知道这事，若是遵行， 就有福了。”Not
because I'm doing this, I'm become under you.
并不因为我做这件事，我就在你们以下。
But I'm willing to do that because out of my love.
我情愿去做这样的事，因为呢是出于耶稣的爱。
Because out of my humility attribute.
因为是出于神这个耶稣他谦卑的属性。
So he said, "Truly, truly, I'm telling you, very truly, I tell you."
他所以他说我实实在在的告诉你们。
So now you know these things, and you will bless if you do them.
你们既然知道这事，若是去行，就有福了。If
you do them, you will be blessed.
如果我们去做这事，我们就有福了。Another
point I see is from this foot washing. This is just like in Matthew, it says going the extra miles.
然后我们看第五个 point 就是要。 要借着主多走第二里路的这么一个吩咐。
This is from Matthew 5:41.
这是从马太福音。
And whoever compels you to go 1 mile, go with him too.
如果有人逼你去多行一里路的话, 你就和他一起行第二里路。
This is the custom. And at that time, when a Roman soldier asked a young boy to carry anything for him,
那时候在当时的时候，这些罗马的士兵让这些年轻的这个男孩子帮他们带行带他们的装备走路。
Those people, the young people, they've been asked, they cannot refuse. They have to carry that whatever they have, and for 1 mile, that's a requirement by law.
如果他们要求他们要 带着这些装备要走路的话，他们不可以拒绝。
But the Lord said, go with him too.
但是我们的耶稣告诉我们说，你和他行，多行一里，行二里路。
After 1 mile, that's a low requirement.
如果只走一里的话，那是最基本的要求。
But the second miles, that'll be extra.
但第二行第二里的时候，那就是多出一里。
He said, well, I'm here for 1 mile, but I'm willing to carry your luggage another mile for you.
那好,我行完这一里,那我情愿再多行一里路。
Many times when we walk on the second mile,
当我们在行第二里路的时候,
the Lord, he can start to work.
然后神就会对我们做工。
Many times when we help other people just up to what they need,
然后我们通常帮助人的时候只是 帮到最多帮到他所基本需求的。
I think they will give you thank you.
他就会说谢谢你。
But if you do above what he needs,
如果你能帮助他，能超乎他最基本的需要的话，
he will come to ask you why you need to do that for.
可能你会被问，为什么要做这些？
Nobody can do that.
没有别人能做这些。
But you are willing to do that for me.
你为什么情愿为我做这些事？
Now is the time we can witness for the Lord.
然后这个时候呢，我们是见证我们 主的时候。
This may be not convenient to us.
在这个多行这一笔路，多做一些事，对我们来讲可能并不方便。
And probably we don't like it.
有时候可能我们并不是很情愿去做。
But the Lord, He can use that kind of time.
但是呢，我们的神要用着这多行的这一笔路。
There's a couple, is a missionary in North Africa.
在北非有这么一对夫妇。
You know, North Africa, over there is a lot of the Muslim people.
那里有很多的穆斯林的一些人口。
It's very hard to preach the gospel.
非常的传递福音非常的困难在那里。
This couple been there for a long time.
他们在那里不传福音有好长时间。
But it seems not many people they are willing to come to them and listen to the gospel.
但果效很有限，没有太多的人好像愿意去听这个福音。
Finally, there is a person willing to travel with them from little village, to the big city.
有一次呢，有一个人愿意从这个跟他们一同从小的村庄去大的城市去。
And they are so happy because there's a time I can preach the gospel to this person.
他们很高兴，这个时候起码说可以给这一个人跟他们一起走的这个人传福音。
So in the car, they start to talk about the gospel, talk about the Bible.
在这个行往城市行的这个车上，就跟这个人就讲起了这个圣经，讲起了福音。
When they just come out of the village, their car got stopped by four people.
当他们刚刚出村的时候，这个车子被另外的四个人叫住了，停住了。
And they say. They stay in the front of the jeep, so they cannot drive anymore.
他们站在这个这个吉普的前面说不能开了。
And they make a gesture. They need a ride to that big city.
这四个人也需要一个 ride, 也需要他们搭这个车到城市里边去。
They say, "Oh no, this is kind of interruptions."
这个看起来好像是很不方便了，这是打扰了。
And they don't know who they are.
他们甚至不知道这四个人他们是谁，他们不认识他们。
So they roll down the window a little bit.
他所以只是把这个窗户开了一点点的缝。
And they want to say, "Well, go away. We don't have room for you."
他刚想说请你让开我们，因为这个车里也没有座了。
So the couple, the wife, answered.
这个妻子这个。这个传道人这个妻子这个回答了。
Instead of say go away, we don't have room, she said, "Yeah, come on up."
他没有讲请让开没有坐了，而是说请上车。
The husband said, "Well, here it goes, the opportunity."
丈夫说好，这是我们传福音的机会。
No, it's gone an opportunity to preach the gospel because so many people is coming up to the car.
Sorry, 就是有这四个人的打扰，这回妨碍了他们原来的计划，给那一个人传福音。
There's a long silence in the car because they have five people and they don't know what to say.
在这个拥挤的车厢里边，这时候就有五个另外的人在里边挤的，所以呢，有挺长一段时间他们没有人开口讲话。
One of that four people that got on the car, finally he started to say something.
然后在后来上车的四个人里边，有一个人开始开口讲话了。
He said, "It looks like you are a Westerner."
看起来你们像是西方人。
Maybe you know about Jesus. That's what we'd like to know.
你是不是知道耶稣？我们愿意了解一些。
Because it's inconvenience, you can talk in the public, but we can talk in the car.
可以在车里讲。这个是。
Wow, this couple is so excited.
这对传道的夫妇，他们非常的。兴奋高兴。
The rest of the trip to that big city, they have a chance to witness for this four people and plus one, their original friend.
他本来是只有计划跟一个人讲，结果呢，现在有五个人可以听他们的福音。
Do you know the results?
你知道结果是怎样吗？
After a few months, these four people became a Christian.
几个月以后，这四个人变成了基督徒。
And this first person they tried to witness, he's still struggling.
然后第一个人倒是在挣扎。
A lot of time the Lord uses an inconvenience and he can do his own way.
通常是我们的神会用这个我们并不方便的时候来
The Lord fulfilled what he wants to do.
那神呢, 就是来满足, 就是让,
This is the command of going extra miles.
这就是我们, 神让我们多行一里路的这个命令。
I want to let you know one person I want to use that as an example.
我现在跟大家的分享, 有一个例子, 分享一个人的故事。
This lady's or sister's name is called Ruth Oberholzer.
这个姊妹的这个名字叫 Ruth, 这上面有这个名字。
Maybe our Auntie Judy, she knows about this story.
Yeah, 我们可能知道有的知道。
She is the wife of CEF founders, Reverend J. Irvin Oberholzer.
她是这个CEF这个创始人这个她的妻子。
One time she gave a testimony.
有一次她见证。
He said, at one point, she was real ill.
曾经她病得很厉害。
And she's almost dying.
她几乎都要死去。
But the Lord gave her a lot of inspiration about how to write all this CEF, write some story for the children.
但是呢，神呢？ 就是激励他，教给他能力，怎样去写这个孩子的教材。
She was laying in bed.
她躺在了床，那当时躺在床上。
So she stretched her, one time, stretched her arm to reach the Bible.
她有一次呢，她去从床边拿起一本圣经。
And the Bible, he turned to this page, which is talking about. It's from a Judge
13:23.
And I type it here. Okay, here says, in the Lord have meant to kill us. He would not have accepted the burnt offering and grain offering from our hands. Nor shown us all the things, or now told us this.
耶和华若要杀我们，并不从我们手里收纳燔祭和素祭，并不将这一切事指示我们。今日也不将这些话告诉我们。Do
you know where this word came from?
知道这话从哪来的吗？
This is from Samson's mother.
From Samson's mother.
参孙的妈妈。
参孙的妈妈。
Samson's parents, they don't have children for a long time.
参孙他的父母好久没有孩子。
Finally, there is the angel came to them and said, you will have a son, it's very special, this son.
然后突然有一次这个天使告诉他会有一个很特别的儿子。
At first, they don't know this person is God's servant.
他们并不知道这是天使。
And later on, they find out He is indeed is an angel of God.
后来明白了。
And they are so afraid.
他们有点恐惧。
And they said, well, we'll die.
他说他们可能会死掉。
But the Samson mom said, no, if the Lord wants us to die, he won't show us this vision.
但他说不会死的, 因为如果神要做的话, 他会显示给我们。
Same thing, this Ruth, when she received that word, and she was so encouraged.
当这个 Ruth 收到看读到这个话语的时候, 她得到了极大的安慰和勉励。
Yes, she encouraged by that verse, and Ruth recovered and started writing a lesson for us, the children, which is the CEF lesson right now.
后来从疾病中神医治了她，她就写了这个 CEF 这个给孩子们这个圣经的教材。
So right now, the children, our children, are using those CEF material. It's written by Ruth.
现在我们孩子们在用的这个CEF材料就是这个 Ruth姊妹写的。
So in the next 15 years, she wrote so many lessons.
她在她恢复以后的15年当中, 她写了很多的这个CEF的材料。
Sometimes we feel like it's inconvenient, we almost give up.
有时候我们觉得实在是不方便, 实在是几乎要放弃。
Ruth, she was in critical illness.
就 Ruth 当时是在非常病重的时刻。
But because she caught the vision from the Lord.
但是呢，神给了她启示。
She's willing to write this lesson for the kids.
她愿意去写这些教材。
The Lord used her.
然后神就使用了她。
Today is still a benefit to a lot of people.
然后这孩子们和很多的人都受益于这些教材。
Do you know the CF material they use all around the world, not only here in the United States?
这个 CF 是全世界都在用的，不光是在美国在用。
Let's make a conclusion.
让我们回顾一下我们今天所学习的话语。
Way to go in the Word of God.
是神的话是可行的。
First of all, we have to follow the example of the Lord.
首先呢，我们得照着主向我们所做的去做。
He's willing to wash the disciples' feet.
他愿意给他的门徒洗脚。
This is a very humble servant.
这是非常谦卑的一种服务。
But he's willing to do that.
他愿意去做。
This is out of his love.
这是纯粹是出于他的爱。
The full extent of his love.
这是极大的爱。
A lot of time we are hard to do this kind of humble serving to encourage others.
有时候我们需要去做这样，去勉励别人，去服侍别人。
A lot of time we have to step down. We are the master or we are the messenger, but we need to step down in order to serve others.
有时候我们需要降卑自己，去为了去服侍别人。
Go extra miles.
然后要多行这额外的一里路。
Sometimes it's outside of our comfort zone.
有多行这第二里路的时候，通常是超出我们的所能忍受的舒服的这个范围限制。
But that's the time the Lord can use.
通常是神会使用这第二里路。
So go back to the busy world when I addressed in the very beginning.
然后在我们又再看一下这个，我们都生活在一个很忙碌的世界里的。
Yes, if the kids they use a text message, why not? We can follow them and send them a text message too.
然后我们可以跟这个世界学习，孩子们在发短信，我们也可以发短信呢。
Do you know how to use that? How to read that? Michael is smiling. When you say, just kidding, just say J/K. See you later, C-U-L, that's how they do it. Thanks, T-N-X. And L-O-L, that's love out loud. That's what I use it. And what's the UG2KPT plus? You got to be kidding.
这个我们不需要知道。
That's for next generation. How to communicate with them? But can we do this way?
我们是不是也必须去做这样的事呢？
I believe in you. IBIU. We can send an encouraged word. We can say God is in control. G-I-I-C. God loves you. G-L-U. Jesus loves you. J-O-U. A lot of things we can do. So instead of just take away their iPod or their phone, and we can send an encouraged word. See you at church. Yes, we can abbreviate that. This is a lot of way we can communicate with the younger generation.
我们可以用这些简写来激励，用一些积极的一些简写来激励。我们需要知道一些。
Of course, another thing is Facebook.
有 Facebook， 我们大多数人好像在用。
You know, the younger generation they find out how they communicate. Facebook is a big remedy.
年轻一代就。多数人都在用这个 Facebook.
They find out all the activity through Facebook.
他们发现好多信息通过这个 Facebook.
They come to church because of Facebook invitation.
他们来教会有时候是从这个 Facebook 里边接到了邀请。
Of course, the blog dialogue, we also can join them to have some discussion.
然后有一些讨论的一些地方可以参加一些讨论，积极的讨论。
They have many, many revenue we can reach them.
有很多的办法我们可以跟他们接触。
Let's go a little bit of extra miles with them.
我们只是要多行那一里路。
Probably we need to learn how to use that.
也许我们需要，我们是 old school， 我们从老年长一些可能要学习怎样使用这些。
We wash their feet.
我们去 I think
the Lord's message will get across. Of course, don't forget the visitation, don't forget the phone call.
当然不要忘记打电话, 还有这个人去访问,
okay, let's bow our hand and pray. Dear Heavenly Father,
主在天的父,
thank you, you show your the full extent of your love to us.
我们感谢你,
today we receive it.
今天我们得到,
and we have to show others your extended love.
我们也应当去, 向别人去传播你的爱。
Thank you, you show your humble servant example.
感谢你主, 你自己, 给我们显示了你一个作为谦卑奴仆的这么一个仆人的榜样。
We have to humble ourselves too.
我们也应该像你一样来谦卑我们自己。
And thank you for your teaching is full of power, full of sovereignty.
我们感谢你这个带有大能, 带有这个, 全能的这些教训。
Help us to go extra miles.
帮助我们去多行那一里路。
So that your love, your message will get across.
好让你的爱, 好让你的信息能够得着传播。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.